他出去啊化化缘，化缘呢化来的一些个馒头。化了馒头啊，拿回来先给师傅吃。师傅一看啊，又发了脾气，把这馒头啊说，我不吃你化的，你化这个斋菜我不吃啊，把馒头都给掉在地下。掉地下正是在一个山坡上啊，这个馒头就这个都滚到山下去了。这个年轻的徒弟啊，去追这个馒头，也没有东西吃。
This particular group go on alms rounds with their vows. They begged from others to build affinities. One day, the smartest and the youngest disciple went out to beg. He acquired some bread. He brought them to his teacher first. The master saw them and got upset. I'm not eating the food that you begged, and threw the buns on the ground. They were on a hill at the time, and the buns rolled down to the bottom of the hill. A young disciple went chasing after the buns because there was nothing else to eat.
为什么他要这样子呢？这个师傅就是叫这个徒弟要自立。第一呢，他们生着火呀，他把火气死，用水淹死，然后啊叫这个每一个徒弟自己呀、那么不依赖外边这种警戒，要自立。那么这个他最心爱的这个徒弟化来的斋菜，化来的馒头，他为什么不吃呢？因为啊他怕这个小徒弟要生出骄傲心呢，是不得了，故意啊来怎么折磨他啊，叫这个他好不生一种骄傲心。因为他又聪明又年轻，如果一生出骄傲心呢，把旁人都看不起了，这与修道上是不相当。
Why did this master do such a thing?He wanted to teach their disciples to be independent. He doused the fire that his disciples built, teaching every one of his disciples to be independent and avoid relying on external states. And why didn't he eat the rolls that his favorite disciple brought? Because he was afraid that his little disciple would be arrogant and think that he is so great. He wanted to torment him on purpose so that he wouldn't be so arrogant.Since he's so smart and young, he would look down on everyone else if he were arrogant. This is inappropriate on the path of cultivation.
Today, you use your very valuable time to come here to study.做人的真理，做人的宗旨，这是非常难得。那么今天晚间讲这个命，什么叫命？命啊，我们活的这些有命，要是死了呢，没有命。我们人人都愿意活着，不知道怎么样才能活着，人人不愿意死，可是啊，没有法子啊，把这个死避免。
Today you have taken out your precious time to come and investigate the principles, the truth of being human. And this is a very rare opportunity. Now, the topic of our discussion tonight is, what is our destiny? This word Ming in Chinese also means life or living. Also means decree and order. They have all those meanings. Now, when we're alive, we have this Ming. We are alive and we have our destiny. If we're dead, then we no longer have this life. We're no longer in charge of our destiny. Everybody likes to live, but they don't know when they will die. Nobody likes to die, but nobody can shirk off death. There's no way to avoid death.
Ming 不是天给的命, 是天命, 天命。 那天的命不是你的命, 你的命不是天的命。 天不能命给你命。 啊, 说是啊, 啊, 你这个法师啊, 越讲, 越讲越离谱离背道离经啊不经之谈中圣明明说的说天命之谓性率性之谓道修道之谓教道也者不可须臾离也可离非道
We have the saying 天命, heavenly conferred fate, or heavenly decree. But is it really the case that your destiny was given to you by heaven? No. Because if it were a heavenly decree, then it would be your destiny. Your destiny isn't heaven's destiny. Heaven did not give you your life or your destiny. Now somebody is wondering, Dharma Master, you're just getting so far-fetched and talking so unreasonably, I don't know what you're talking about. Because in the Confucian classic called The Doctrine of the Mean, there is this passage. It starts this way, what heaven confers is the nature. To comply with that nature is called the path. To cultivate the path is what's meant by teaching. The path, the Tao, cannot be left for even a second. If you can leave it, then it's not the path.
你说啊, 天不能给你的命, 那在中庸上为什么说天命之为性? 啊, 不错, 中庸上啊, 天命之为性, 天的命令给你这个命令, 啊, 是什么呢? 就是你的性这个性啊其实就是佛性那时候大呀佛法还没传到中国所以啊儒教也信天也信上帝说是斋戒沐浴才可以是上帝啊 那么这个天命啊是命令给你的你要听命听命啊这就是你的本性就是天本性就是佛所以啊是为性啊率性之谓道你顺着你这个性去做去啊要顺着这个性不要我逆着这个性而行 你性是有真正的智慧有真正的慈悲有真正的喜舍慈悲喜舍这都是你自性本具的率性之道你要啊顺性而修
So if it isn't the case that heaven gave us our destiny or our fate, then why would the doctrine of the means make the statement? Yes, you could say that heaven gave us our destiny. You could call this the nature. In Buddhism, we call it the Buddha nature. During the time when the doctrine of the mean was composed, Buddhism hadn't come to China, so people didn't have that knowledge. They didn't even know about the word Buddha. And so Confucius talked about heaven, talked about the divine decree. He said, if you want to serve divinity, then you will have to eat pure food and bathe yourself. You have to be pure before you can serve the Lord. But this, what we call heavenly decree or heaven's will, is actually pointing to our intrinsic nature, something that's fundamental within each of us. It's our fundamental nature, which we call the Buddha nature. To comply with that nature is the path. This means you don't do things that go against your basic nature. Our intrinsic nature contains within it all of wisdom, compassion, kindness, joy, and equanimity. We are replete with all those qualities. Now, given that, we still have to cultivate our destiny.
要逆命而修，逆命，我这个命不好，我要把它改造成好了。我这个命啊，本来是短命鬼，可是我把它改成了长寿星。 你净做善事，善事多了，你就可以做一个寿星公。你要恶事多了，罪孽过，造罪造孽造过，这就会变成短命。所以才说呀，君子有造命之小。 命由我立，福自己求。那个命啊，是要自己立的；福啊，是自己求来。所以老君才说：“祸福门，为人自招。”这都是自作自受。这怎么样呢？这就要讲到一个心字上。你呀，想要知道这个命，立命的宗旨。 先要啊，这个明白心。昨天不说吗？绕人识德心，大地无寸土。因为不识德心，所以大地呀、啊，变成五浊恶世。Now,
given that we still have to cultivate our destiny. In fact, you could say we have to go against our destiny. Now, what does that mean? Originally, you were born with a terrible life, terrible stars. But you have to change it and improve it, make it good. Some people may have been destined to be short-lived. But if they create merit and virtue, do a lot of good acts, they can lengthen their lives. But if they create a lot of offenses, then their lives will be short. So it's up to you to chart the course of your life. And it's for that reason that the ancient sage said, I establish my own destiny, and I seek my own good fortune. Disasters and blessings have no door by which they enter. People bring these things upon themselves. You just get what you put in. We're simply getting what we deserve. So if you really want to understand how we make our own lives, you have to understand the workings of the mind. Last night, we said, if people recognize the workings of the mind, there's not a single inch of ground. There's not a single inch of dirt on the earth. But because people do not recognize the workings of the mind, a whole world is, a world of the five turbidities is very evil and turbid right now.
这个心字在中国人来讲，中国的文字来讲，三点入心部，三个点点呢在这儿，一点、两点、三点，这个入心部好像啊三个星星在那排列着。弯钩似月牙，这一弯钩啊好像个月牙在那儿。啊，这一个钩子你说怎么样啊，就勾着很多啊，嫉妒啊，障碍啊，共高我慢啊，无名烦恼啊，都这个用这个心这个钩子给勾住了。啊，弯钩似月牙，像那个月牙，初三那个月牙一样。披毛从此起呀、啊，披毛就是做畜生，啊，从心里造出来。你心做佛事就是佛，你心做菩萨的事，菩萨心肠就是菩萨，啊，你心做声闻的事就是声闻，你声心做圆角的事就是。圆角，你修四谛就是小乘，你修六度万行就是大乘，啊，这都是从心造出来的。
So you really have to know how to use your own mind. Now the character for mind in Chinese, 心, there's a verse to describe it. It says.Three dots form a cluster like stars. That's because in the character for mind, there are three dots up above, and they're spread out like stars. Below is a crescent moon. There's a little hook at the bottom part of this character, which looks like a crescent moon, a new moon on the third of the month. Animals wearing fur come from this.Come from the mind. But the mind also creates Buddhas. So this crescent moon, this hook, what is it hook? It contains all the things like jealousy and obstructiveness, ignorance and afflictions and so forth. All those things get hooked to our mind. So if you have those things, thenyou might turn into become an animal or any other form of existence. All of these are made from the mind. If your mind engages in Buddha's works, if you do things that are like the Buddha, you will become a Buddha. If you do bodhisattva deeds, you will become a bodhisattva. If you do deeds that are characteristic of sound hearers and sages enlightened by conditions,that is, stages of a small vehicle, then you will become those stages of the small vehicles. If you practice the six perfections and the 10,000 conducts of a bodhisattva, then you'll become a stage of the great vehicle. Everything is made from the mind, from your mind.
你想这个啊，做恶修罗，你就多发一点脾气。你想要啊，生生世世的做人，那你就啊，多做善功德，不要啊造罪孽过，这就啊会升到三善道去。你要净造罪孽过，就会升到三恶道去。三恶道就是地狱、恶鬼。畜生，你人不做人事，净做畜生事，将来一定做畜生。你人不学一个好人啊，单要学那个畜生的行为，那将来啊， 又和畜生啊作为眷属，所以啊，这个才说黑毛从此起呀、啊。可是做佛也有他，做佛也是由这个心而成的。你譬如你修道想要成佛，你心里先要啊，想要修行，他才会修行。你要不想要修行啊，佛虽然人人可成的，可是啊，你不修行就没有份。你要懒惰不修道啊，天天睡大觉，那不会成佛的。这是啊，讲这个心。
And if you're always getting angry and having a temper tantrum, you might end up in a shura. That is a very battle-like creature who likes to fight. If you want to remain a human being in life after life, then you should do good work and abstain from offenses. Don't do any evil. If you do merit and virtue, you will be born into three good paths. They are the paths of the gods, humans and asuras. But if you exclusively engage in offenses and evil, then you will be born in the three evil paths, and those are the realms of animals, ghosts and hell beings. For example, if people don't do human things, if they engage in beast-like activity, in the future they will become animals. That is because you don't do a good job of being human, but you do things that are animal-like, in the future you will become an animal. That's why the verse said, creatures clad in fur, covered with fur, they come from the mind. That means the actions start from the mind, and then you will have to undergo the consequences. But the mind makes Buddhists as well. That is, if in your mind you have this desire to cultivate, to become a Buddha, and you walk that path, eventually you can become a Buddha. Although we say everybody has the potential for Buddhahood, everybody has the Buddha nature, you have to cultivate so that you can become a Buddha. If you don't cultivate, you will never become a Buddha. If every day you just sleep a lot and are really lazy, you will never become a Buddha.
你立命必先要明白心，明白心了，你多不做众善奉行啊，你这个罪业一天比一天就减少了，你功德一天比一天增加了。所以俺们要改变俺们的命运，就要多做善功德，少行罪孽过啊，这个你的命运就可以改变了。并不是说我呀算算命啊，看看我这个命好不好啊，我占占卦看看明天吉祥不吉祥，占什么卦问什么卜啊，你欺人就是祸，饶人就是福啊。所以啊，今天中午晚间的时候，我对大家讲，俺们要多学着受气啊，不要给人家气受，俺们要受气受气啊，多吃亏不占便宜啊。
So, in order to establish your destiny, stand firm in your faith, be a master of your faith. First of all, you have to understand the workings of your mind. And it comes down to this: abstain from all evil and offer up all good conduct. If you can do this, abstain from evil and do all good, then your offenses will decrease day by day, and your merit and virtue will increase day by day. And so if you really want to change your destiny, just do more good work and don't do any evil. It's not the case when you say, oh, I want to change my fate, that you consult the stars in your horoscope thinking that you could change your fate that way. Rather, it's this. If you bully or cheat other people, you will invite disasters upon yourself. If you are forgiving, then you will generate good fortune. That's why I encourage people to take others' abuse. If people give you a lot of flack, just take it. Don't abuse other people. Don't give them... Don't abuse others. Don't make it difficult for them. Rather, it's good that you take more losses. Don't try to get off cheap. Don't try to get a bargain. It's better if you take abuse rather than if you abuse other people.
你看那个小鸡子，他呀，为什么做小鸡子呢？就因为他姓达王宇。姓达王宇啊，打什么王宇呢？无论什么事情，他都啊想要骗骗人，欺骗人。你看，你由他这个下蛋你就知道。他下一个蛋呢，他先要卖卖广告，自我宣传一下。宣传什么呢？他就说他这个鸡蛋呢，他说过大过大，他说这个鸡蛋呢最大了，比什么比谁的蛋都大。其实啊，他的过就是他罪过大了，他罪过太大了，所以做小鸡子他还在那打网语骗人，说我这个罪大罪大啊，过大过大啊，罪过大啊。那么他自己呀，因为执迷不悟啊，就是下做鸡下蛋了，还在那打网语骗人啊，骗人自我宣传。你看他不去囊死啊，给大家一个错觉，然后大家都想，哦，他这个蛋一定是大，所以他是过大过大。这个他为什么做鸡了？就因为净撒网语骗人呢。不吃亏，想吃现成的啊，不做工。
Let's take the example of a little chicken. Now, why is it a little chicken in this life? It's because in the past, it always lied. And so even now in its life as a chicken, it keeps on lying and cheating people. What do I mean? Well, when a hen lays an egg, it says, 过大过大. I guess that's the sound that a hen makes when she lays her egg. And in Chinese, it means over big. It's exceedingly big. And so what she's saying is, my egg is the biggest thing on earth. It's really big. But what this hen is really saying is, my offenses are very big. 过大, literally, my offenses are huge. But the hen doesn't know this. And so she's still really stubborn and doesn't wake up to this fact. And she keeps on advertising for herself. And that's why she became a chicken in this life. Because in the past, she specialized in lying and exaggerating, and now in this life, she's a chicken. So if you keep on lying, and you are unwilling to take a loss, and you are unwilling to work, and you want to enjoy everything that's ready-made for you, and you don't want to put in any bit of effort, then you will fall. You might end up like this chicken.
This鸡呀，它大王鱼。这个狗呢，他就看门口，因为他就怕丢了东西，一天到晚呢防备的有其他人来偷东西，于是乎啊，他把那个门口看得紧紧的，就这样的一般人呢 还不懂，还要在那制造这个轮回啊，这种啊，这个报应循环这个道理，互相杀，互相吃，啊，互相啊，这个讨债还债。
So chickens lie and they become chickens. Or what dogs do? Dogs guard the door, and they're really afraid that you encroach upon their territory and that they'll lose something. So every day they just watch their owner's door and guard against thieves. But most people don't understand this principle of cause and effect. For what you sow, you have to reap the consequences. And so we keep the wheel a-turning, this mutual getting into debt and then repaying our debts and just never being able to get off the turning wheel.